Hey everybody, this is a video response to Sayel Polani's The Problem with MGTOW Guys. I'm doing this off the cuff, so I'll try to make it as concise and bullshit-free as possible. Sayel, let's go with your presumption that MGTOW guys are depressed. We're just depressed, you know, that's all. We're like Marvin the Paranoid Android. Oh, women are so terrible, they're awful. Brain the size of a small planet, and all you can think to ask me to do is open a door, hold your bag. Let's go with that. Now, as someone who's suffered from depression, you know that one of the best things for depression is to talk about it. In fact, you pretty much have to talk about it. That's a central part of dealing with depression, because it helps you deal with the isolation that very often goes along with depression. So you've just said MGTOW guys are depressed. You've suffered from depression. You know that talking helps, but you spend an inordinate amount of time in your video telling MGTOW guys, look, if you don't want to deal with women, then basically just shut the fuck up. Now, by your own thesis of depression, then, that makes no goddamn sense. None. So you're not really interested in them dealing with depression. You just want them to be quiet. Be quiet. Don't say anything about how you're unhappy with women. Now this is something that comes up when men express their feelings. We get told, express your feelings. It's important. Let your feelings out. Men don't express their feelings. Now, first of all, people who say that have a point. Because boys get conditioned that if you express your feelings, if you express your true feelings, you'll be shamed for expressing them. And you'll be shamed most of all by women. So now we have MGTOW men actually express their feelings. This is how we actually feel. And what the fuck do, you cock-juggling thunder cunt? You pretty much spend 15 minutes shaming dudes for expressing their feelings. Well, fuck you. Fuck you. Okay, and furthermore, your opinion doesn't goddamn matter. They're our feelings. Every MGTOW man is responsible and entitled to his own feelings. And he can change them of his own accord. And this bullshit shaming language is not going to work. It won't. Don't care what you think. One of the mistakes that you're making, and it is a mistake. Oh, by the way, and before I forget, your assertion that MGTOW guys must be depressed. Oh, that's it. As you stated, you've been in the hospital for depression. So I can only wonder if perhaps that's some serious projection on your part. Anyway, what the fuck was I going to say? Here's a big chunk of the problem with your view of MGTOW. Is that whether you know it or not, you're still actually framing it in terms of what women might want. What society might want. Not what men themselves might want, these MGTOW guys. Now, I mean, I can't say MGTOW guys obviously speak for all men, but I have to throw that out there. So, you know what? It is entirely possible that MGTOW guys are happy. That we're good with not being with women. That we're good being single. You know, a woman decides she's going to be single, she's empowered. a dude decides he doesn't want anything to do with women, it's what the fuck is wrong with you? And by the way, we've heard it all before. All of it. You play too many video games. You're damaged in some way. You're angry. Some woman must have really hurt you. It doesn't matter. We don't give a fuck. These are our feelings. And fuck you for trying to tell us how to feel. And if I sound angry, it's because I am. And I have a right to be angry too. Okay? So you're wasting your breath. You can prattle on and on about shut up, get off the internet, blah, blah, blah. We're not going anywhere. In fact, I see our numbers increasing. Not necessarily only because there are more men realizing that going their own way is a viable option, but also, and equally as important, because more and more men are realizing that they already are going their own way. Some of them just are coming to the realization that they're not on their own. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say. Your shaming language isn't going to work. We don't care what the fuck you think. It doesn't matter if we're angry or depressed or whatnot. It's the way we feel, and fuck you for trying to tell us how to feel. Oh, and have a nice day.